We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Uma Tay. It's Wednesday, April 1st, 2026. The City of Urbana has selected Direct Energy as a provider for the Local Electricity Aggregation Program. Direct Energy will provide electricity at a fixed rate of 12.88 cents per kilowatt hour from May 2026 until April 2027, although residents will continue to receive bills through Ameren. Residents and eligible small businesses are automatically enrolled in the program. However, they can choose to opt out if they wish. Residents cannot simultaneously be enrolled in the Power Smart Pricing and Municipal Electricity Aggregation programs. Residents will receive a letter in early April with details about the energy supply and how to decline enrollment if they wish to choose another supply service. Individuals can opt out after becoming part of the aggregate with no added costs or obligations. An example letter and a link to view Ameren's current electricity supply price are available at urbanail.gov. Speaking of energy and the choices we face, make sure to pay extra attention to Mother Nature this April. It is now Global Earth Month, and there are many exciting events coming up to help support the environment. Sustainapalooza will be taking place on April 18th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the main quad. The event is sponsored by the Green Leadership Council, and there will be live music, clothing swaps, vendors, crafts, and more. There will also be an Earth Day on the Quad event April 22nd from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., which is sponsored by the School of Earth, Society, and Environment. The event is filled with multiple interactive activities, including sustainability trivia, a make-your-own t-shirt bag station, and more. Make sure to stop by these events and support Global Earth Month. These events are one of the many ways the community can contribute to the environment and participate in sustainable activities. And finally, switching to updates in gymnastics, four university student athletes have qualified for the NCAA Women's Gymnastics Regional Championships. Freshmen Summer Clancy, sophomores Chloe Cho and Eden King, and junior Lyden Saltness have all earned spots to participate in the second round of the Lexington, Kentucky Regionals, which takes place Friday. Each gymnast will compete in different events, Cho in all-around, Clancy in beam, King in floor, and Saltness in bars. Cho, the 2025 Big Ten Freshman of the Year in gymnastics, is ranked 10th nationally in the all-around event after a historic regular season, receiving a career-high score of 39.575 at the Big Four meet on March 1st, she is now tied for the 6th best score in program history. Clancy's first season resulted in the collection of two titles, one of which being her first career win at Nebraska on February 15th. She also participated in the Big Ten All-Championships team for the vault event. King's floor routines leading up to regionals have been some of her best, registering three consecutive scores of 9.9 in the floor event. Another 9.9 score came from the Big Ten Championships on March 20th and 21st, both a team high and a career high tie for King. Finally, Saltness is added to the bars lineup for the first time since 2024. This season, she has garnered six routine scores higher than 9.9. Earlier this year, Saltness was ranked 6th nationally on bars. The four selected athletes will be representing the university individually and will only compete in the event they have qualified for. The top all-around competitor and the top event specialist will advance to the national championships, which will take place April 16th through 18th in Fort Worth, Texas. And that's a wrap. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by J.J. Grishnick-Parsons, Macy Long, and Emma White. From WPGU News, this has been Uma Tay. Happy April Fool's Day, and stay safe out there.